This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was, to change gears just a little bit here, news of tidy corporate profits today. J.P. Morgan Chase said profits rose 53% last quarter over the year before. Record annual profits for the third straight year to boot. So clearly the big banks are doing all right. But what, if anything, can their profits tell us about the actual economy? Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff has that for us.
It's like the good old days, never mind that $6 billion trading loss at J.P. Morgan Chase or settling with the government over bad mortgages. The money is pouring in. So can we all just relax now? Economy's back in shape?
All you can tell from J.P. Morgan Chase's and Goldman Sachs' earnings is that they're doing very well.
Oh, William Cohen is the author of Money and Power, a book about Goldman Sachs. He says these stellar earnings are partly because there's less competition since the financial crisis. J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs are considered the cream of the banking crop and are sucking up business. And he thinks the banks are propped up by government policies that keep interest rates low.
It's like a morphine drip in the arm of the credit market.
But that drip does appear to be helping the economy in some ways. J.P. Morgan's earnings showed more credit card spending and more business and mortgage lending. Economist Mike Mebs thinks homeowners will have extra cash as more refinance at lower rates.
That's going to help offset the reduction due to the Social Security increase, which is affecting all wages and salaries.
Still, the economy seems fragile. Banking analyst Nancy Bush says she's not hearing much optimism.
There seems to be a reluctance on the part of these bank CEOs to say, look, a much better economy is clearly on the way.
And even though J.P. Morgan's earnings were solid, its CEO Jamie Dimon will be earning less. The bank cut his pay by half following that big trading loss last year. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
Following up on that last bit from Dan about Jamie Dimon's pay being cut, that's the London Whale fiasco from last year, that six-something billion-dollar loss on questionable trades. As Dimon himself put it this morning, that was one huge, embarrassing mistake. And as a result, Mr. Dimon's total compensation is now just $11.5 million, down from $23 million the previous year, which will, we imagine, lead to some belt tightening in the Dimon household.
Judy, girls, I've got some bad news.
Honey? Dad?
Not another one of those, whatchamacallit, financial crisis.
No, not that. Not for the rest of the country anyways. This is embarrassing. It's the board.
Darling, you're not saying they cut your pay back to 2010 levels?
I'm afraid it's worse. Not as bad as that sucker panned it, but we're not going to have much cash on hand.
So what are you saying? Does that mean we lose our bonuses too?
Afraid so, sweetheart. And your clothing and travel budget has to come down at least 20%.
Are you kidding me? A measly $5,000 a quarter? That's barely going to cover the essentials. Is this what we've been reduced to?
Honey, I know, but it's just this year.
What other surprises are there then?
Just this one. No more designer dogs.
No!
Yeah!
Actually, just kidding. We're still really, really rich. We don't have to change a thing.